KI4DOS, W4DJW. Good afternoon, Gary.
Hello, Dave. Hope your day is going well. Hope you and Amy are having a great weekend so far.
So far, so good. I got my ears lowered a little while ago. Feel a whole lot better. It's been since December, I think. I was a shaggy dog. You enjoy doing all right this weekend?
Well, can't complain about anything. Joy was grooming the dog earlier. She started yesterday. You know about those Yorkie-type dogs, all that long hair. but she worked on her yesterday and finished her up today. So she was pretty tired, and I went over to the gun show, me and my youngest son, Stephen, and we walked around. Well, my daughter-in-law went too, Heidi. And we walked around over there for, gosh, I don't know, the better part of the day. And got home, and Joy said she didn't feel like cooking. I asked her what she wanted. And so I went over to the restaurant day to grab us a bite to eat. And I told her, I said, you making this a habit.
Well, that's okay. It's the turn of the seasons. People do things different when the seasons rotate in and out. So that's to be expected. I was working yesterday, and at the end of the workday, I just got a wild hair and wanted some steak fingers from Little Rebel. I haven't had any of those in years. I just went in there and told her. I pulled up the menu and swapped out the coleslaw for a salad and just went over there and grabbed that real quick. And that was really nice. That was a nice treat. Just every now and then you got to do stuff like that. Spontaneous.
That's, work out real nice when you get a variety going like that, especially something you hadn't had in a while. And I went out and I asked Joy, I said, what do you want? She said, well, I either want Mexican or Kentucky Fried Chicken. I said, well, make up your mind. So I went to the chicken house and got us some chicken and fixing, so I'm headed back to the house for that now.
We do that quite a bit, too. We used to go get Zaxby's a lot, but got tired of it. Don't do it anymore. Never got tired of KFC, though. But recently, we've gone back to Zaxby's a couple of times, just because you get to missing it after a while. Can't do too much of any one of them. But it is kind of a nice break. I do like to build sandwiches, too. I like turkey and Swiss, or ham and cheese, and American cheese, that kind of stuff. So sandwiches are nice every now and then as well. Anyway, you doing any ham radio, anything special on ham radio lately?
Thinking about it a whole lot. I got out and cut the grass yesterday, and like I said, Joy had groomed the dogs, and I came in and my tire was showing, so I went in and cleaned up. By the time I cleaned up, we ate supper, and I sat down in the recliner, and that was it. I told her, I said, I need to go in there and at least turn the radio on and check into the sideband net. And I didn't get to do that, but I did. I think I did make the 2-meter net. I think you were calling last night.
Yeah, that was me. I was going to say it wasn't me, but you're right, it was me. We've got a replacement now for me on Friday nights, full-time Friday night coverage from now going forward. KJ4WZM, Daniel's going to be doing that from now on. So that's pretty nice to hear. This morning he just pinged me and said his schedule's changed. He's got time. Which night do I want him to call it? And I threw Friday night at him and he said, excellent. So that's good. And yeah, you were talking about the Yorkie trimming. So usually around 4 o'clock, the mail lady comes, and around 4 o'clock, Maggie's had all she can stand, the Yorkie. They've got a Yorkie and one cat now, a rescue cat. Usually around 4 o'clock, Maggie comes, and she just sits at my feet, like, time to go to the mailbox, because she loves to go outside. And the cat goes outside with us. She likes to go outside, too. But the cat's kind of skittish. Anybody comes by, she'll turn around and dart for the door. But she'll stay out there eating grass until somebody does come along. But anyway, Maggie was looking really, really long-haired. I mean, like that movie on Star Wars, not on Star Trek, but Star Wars, where they went to a foreign planet, and there was this animal that had just had hair all over it, so all the dragon down to the ground. That's what Maggie looked like. So every day I'd go out there and sit with Maggie, and then the male lady would come by, and she'd wave, and we'd wave back at her, keeping our social distancing. Took Maggie to the groomer last Saturday and got her shaved. And we were sitting out there this past week, and the male lady comes by, and she looked, and she said, got a haircut, didn't she? She could recognize it right off the bat. W4DJW.
AOS Mobile. I understand that. You know, we got a Mickey, which is a cross. I won't say this right, but it's a cross between a Yorkie and a, I want to say a Pomeranian, but that don't sound right. But anyway, it's got the big butterfly-looking ears and the long hair like a Yorkie does. I tell you what, that is a very high-maintenance dog.
If it's anything like the one that I'm thinking, it's kind of like Maggie. It's they call those party Yorkies for short. Again, because what it's mixed with starts with an M. It's not Mickey, but it's something like that. But they look, I don't know if you've ever watched Two and a Half Men, but Steven Tyler, the guy that was the band leader for Aerosmith, was on there one time with one, with a white one, looked exactly like Maggie. But those are called party Yorkies, and it's a mix between a Yorkie and one of those things. Their ears don't stick up. Their ears kind of fold down a little bit. And their hair is a lot softer than a Yorkie's hair. Yorkie's hair is kind of a little bit stiff compared to that. But it might be the same thing we've got with Maggie.
We call Sophie Dust Mop. That's kind of what she looks like, and her skirt, you know, hangs way down, and it doesn't anymore. Joy trimmed it up. She said it was too long, but trimmed her legs up and around her face so you can see her snout and all of that good stuff again. But I tell you what, that's a high maintenance dog. If you don't keep them combed out, like every other day or something of that nature, her hair is so fine it mats up, and it being long, it really makes a mess. And then springtime and they're starting to shed, so there you go. That just compounds the problem as far as their hair goes. But we got to talking and the other day and realized that she was almost 7 years old. And I said, goodness gracious, I didn't know I couldn't remember having her that long. But then again, if I think back, I can't remember not having her either.
Yeah, time flies. I had a Facebook, one of those memory things that comes up and just says, here's something you posted 12 years ago. And it was me sending Morse code and Maggie sitting right next to my hand. And she was no bigger than my hand, right? She could fit in the palm of my hand. And it was 12 years ago. I said, wow, she's 12 years old. How in the world did that happen? That's just, that time flies. You're absolutely right. We just don't realize how quick that goes by.
Our animals become so much of a part of our family, we don't really think about it much. Of course, the German Shepherd's still out there in the backyard. Went out and visited with her a little bit today, gave her some petting and walked her around the yard a little bit when I got home from doing all the other walking. But our animals are something else. You know, that's the good part about them. But in the meantime, I'm fixing to pull into the driveway, and as Mr. Allison would say, into this vehicle's favorite parking spot. Dave, good talking to you. And I got to get on the radio a little more. I've been putting that off and not getting on there like I should. We'll see if we can do some better. And glad you got a full-time net controller for Friday night. I'm sure that'll help you out a lot. I'll say 73 to you for now. Maybe I'll hear you on the net in a little while. And we'll talk again soon, I hope. W4DJW, KI4DOS Mobile.
All right, Gary. Well, enjoy your supper. Good talking to you. And we'll catch you on the net later on this evening. KI4DOS, W4DJW, clear.